Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com.
38 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, you're tuned in to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We have a special guest joining us right now. Her name is Teske Drake. She's author of the book Hope for Today, Promises for Tomorrow, Finding Light Beyond the Shadow of Miscarriage or Infant Loss. And Teske herself has suffered loss, but is using her experience for ministry now, and we're going to welcome her into the program right now. Good morning, Teske.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you along this morning because so many have gone through similar situations as you have with miscarriage or other forms of infant loss, and yet it is just such a silent type of suffering, isn't it? Because people just don't quite understand. We were talking about this earlier, and without seeing a baby physically in someone's arms, it's much harder to help that person grieve. How do we do that better?
You know, I think the first thing, because you did say it is a silent grief, and that is so true. Oftentimes, parents are feeling very alone and isolated mm-hmm. in their loss. And so if it's something that you've experienced or you know someone that has experienced it, try to get those people connected because that gives them the opportunity to share their story. But even if you haven't experienced it and you don't know what it's like firsthand, there are some practical things that people can do. And the first thing would be just to acknowledge it and to ask them about their baby and ask them if they chose a name for their baby, something to give them the permission to know that it's okay to talk about it.
And you offer that in the organization you founded. You're president and co-founder of Mommies with Hope. This is a biblically based support group. Talk a little bit about that organization and what they offer.
Sure. Mommies with Hope is a biblically based support group. As you said, our face-to-face support groups meet in central Iowa where we're based, but we're certainly open to groups starting up wherever the Lord leads. And we have a wonderful online presence and ministry through our website, which is just mommieswithhope.com. There's a blog there where I write quite frequently. This month I'm writing daily about the promises of God, which is also the topic of my book, but daily promises in recognition of National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, which is October. And so today there's a post up about the promise of His love and how much He loves us. There's ways to connect through Facebook. We have a wonderful page on Facebook. It's just Mommies with Hope. You can search for where women are connecting and sharing their stories, and I'll share scripture and things like that.
Teske, I don't want to be insensitive, but you've lost three babies, and you have two children here on earth and are married. What is it like to, I have not experienced this, so mm-hmm. you have the first miscarriage, which is the first, it's always the first, and mm-hmm. you know, you're navigating those waters for the very first time. For a second
sure.
and a third time, can I ask, was it vastly different? Was it the same? Was it harder?
You know, all of the losses were different, somewhat because of the nature and how they occurred. There's no explanation for any of the babies' circumstances as to why they died, with the exception of our first child who died. She had a rare chromosomal abnormality that was kind of a random mix-up of the genes, is what they said.
Mm.
And so for us to experience subsequent losses and at different gestations, it really was quite a shock. I write about it a little bit in the book, and I talk about this, how, you know, I thought I had suffered my grief and I had my share and we're done with that. But then for it to happen again and then again, you know, at the time, it really was quite defeating. But I will never forget that with the third loss, it was a little girl we named Raya. I was in that ultrasound room, but just before I went into the ultrasound, knowing that you know, they couldn't find the heartbeat with the Doppler wand, something might be wrong, and I just lifted up a prayer to the Lord, and I said, Lord, whatever happens, I'm still going to love you. I still love you. And I went into the ultrasound, and sure enough, there was no heartbeat. And I said out loud, through the tears, I said, you know what? I told God that I was still going to love Him, and I do. And I'm still going to serve Him, and I'm still going to give Him my life. You know, because I was already doing the ministry when that had happened. And I think, if anything, it's given me a perspective for some of the many stories of the women who come to the ministry, and I can relate to them better.
Teske Drake, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings. She is author of the book Hope for Today, Promises for Tomorrow, and we have links up at faithradionet.com. Talking about infant loss today and miscarriage. And how has this book been ministering to people already, Teske? What have you heard?
Well, you know, some of the feedback that I've gotten so far has been from women who maybe suffered loss years ago, and they've said, you know, I wish I would have had this book 10 years ago or 7 years ago or whenever it was, but now that I'm reading it, I'm rediscovering God's promises, and I realize that I've still got some things I'm working through. And some others who, you know, it's very timely for them because they've experienced loss right away, have embraced the promises of God that, you know, maybe they've kind of wondered, you know, where is God in all of this? And the book, it really is saturated with scripture and focuses on his promises, but women's stories are woven in throughout, because I don't want to gloss over any kind of real raw grief that people are experiencing, because it's there. And so, you know, it addresses the tough questions like why did this happen? How could you let this happen to me? You know, those kinds of things, while at the same time offering hope and offering truth.
We're talking with Teske Drake, author of the book Hope for Today, Promises for Tomorrow, Finding Light Beyond the Shadow of Miscarriage or Infant Loss. And as Teske was saying, it's Pregnancy Loss and Infant Loss Awareness Month during October. Teske, when we come back in just a moment, I'd like to talk about the power of journaling and how that helped you through the grief process and how it can help others too. We'll be back in just a few moments with more from Teske Drake on Faith Radio Mornings.
It's 7:47 on Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We're talking with Teske Drake. She is the author of the book Hope for Today, Promises for Tomorrow, Finding Light Beyond the Shadow of Miscarriage or Infant Loss. So, Teske, for the woman that maybe has just experienced this, what is the first step in dealing with it?
Well, you know, I think it's important to connect with your husband right away and get those communication lines open. What I've learned personally and just from ministering to many women over the years is that oftentimes couples are experiencing grief on different wavelengths. It's called incongruent grief, and, you know, she may be having a really tough time and he's seemingly perfectly okay. And that may not necessarily be the case, but we don't know that unless we get the communication lines open. So I think that's very important. And I think also connecting with if it's women in your church or through your workplace, other women who have experienced something similar, there's real power in being able to share your story with someone else who gets it. And that's why we offer the support groups, is so women can share their stories, and we share stories every single time. It's a very powerful way of connecting with one another. So those are a couple things that I would recommend right away, if possible.
And you talk about the power of journaling, too, and why is that so helpful as you're going through the grief process?
You know, it's an outlet for people to be able to get their feelings, their thoughts, their questions, just whatever it is that's on their heart, just to get that out. You know, as we talked about before the break, experiencing miscarriage or infant loss can be a silent grief, and many are suffering in silence. And, you know, it may be hard for people to open up verbally, but to write something down or to have it in a hope journal, as I recommend with the book, because there are lots of reflection questions woven in throughout. Or maybe it's a personal blog that you don't share with people, or maybe you do decide later you want to share it with people, but something to be able to get some of those feelings and those thoughts and those questions out. So having that outlet is really key.
Teske, you know, you just made me think of something, and that is I have some friends that have experienced miscarriage for sure, and There's a mix of emotions. I think a lot of times when we hear this, we just think of sadness only, and certainly that's a part of it. But there can also be, in some cases, if it's an unplanned pregnancy, say, maybe a little bit of relief mixed in there. And then there's guilt for feeling relief. It's just a conflux of emotions. And that's another reason why it's important to get it all out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you're so right about that. And, you know, guilt is a part of it. Pretty much across the board. I mean, we're searching for explanations, whether it was planned or not planned, how this happened, we want to know. And, you know, surely it must have been that cleaning product I used, or perhaps it was that Diet Coke I drank that I knew I shouldn't have had, or, you know, and, you know, those thoughts are irrational, and we can kind of think, well, that's silly, but they're valid and they're real for many women wondering if that could have been the trigger.
Talking with Teske Drake, author of the book Hope for Today, Promises for Tomorrow, and we're talking about infant loss. And I know that even though as we're followers, Teske, of Jesus, there are those questions when that happens that I don't know if you asked this or not, but we're asking why would God allow this? I prayed for a baby. We prayed and prayed and prayed. We're pregnant. Now we lost this baby. And why? What do we do with the whys?
You know, those are the toughest because sometimes we just don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
And so what we need to rest in is the truth of who God is. We know that He is loving and that He's merciful and that He lavishes His grace upon us and that His plans are for us to have a future and a hope. And oftentimes, you know, the thing about God is He can see the big picture. We're just stuck in the moment, and so we can't really see how He's going to use this, but we also have to be willing to let Him use it. And I say that cautiously because I know that there are probably people who are in the trenches right now, and I can think of times when I was in the trenches of my grief. That's the last thing I wanted to hear, is that, well, God has a plan, and everything happens for a reason, because those can come off quite cliche. But I think it's also important to point people to the truth of Scripture. And I know a passage that has been really comforting to me in that whole realm, you know, with the why questions, and also wondering, is this a punishment? Did I deserve this for some reason? And many women will say that they think that they're being punished. And I found so much comfort in John 9 where Jesus heals the blind man, and the disciples are saying, well, you know, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents that he was born blind? And Jesus said this didn't happen because him or his parents sinned. It's so that the work of God could be displayed in his life. And that's precisely how I have found comfort in knowing that my first daughter, who was born with all kinds of complications and abnormalities, as the medical world would say, but that didn't happen because I was being punished. But God has displayed His glory and His work through her legacy in ways that I couldn't even have imagined at the time.
And that's what I appreciate about your book, too. You have so many great scripture passages that you've written out, and they're called Verses to Live By, and that's really it. As Christians, they are there to encourage us and to strengthen us in those times. So thank you for that.
And just also wanted to follow up on your organization, Mommies with Hope. If somebody wants to get involved in this organization, what do they do?
You know, the first step would just be to visit our website. There's lots of information there. There's information about if people want to start up new groups, how they can contact me to inquire about that process. There's a contact form right on the website where that email will come actually directly to me. And there's a wonderful video on the homepage that kind of gives a feel for what Mommies with Hope is all about, which is pointing people to Jesus Christ in their time of grief because we know that He is our hope.
And we'll link that, too, on our website at faithradionet.com, so those resources will be available, too. As we're just wrapping up, Teske, your book is oftentimes used in a small group setting, too. Is that great for women? Is it uncomfortable at first? Is it just all women who have suffered loss, or can it be a combination? What do you see through your ministry group, how people are using this book?
Well, you know, there needs to be someone who's kind of willing to take the reins and lead a group of ladies through the book. It could be a group of women in your church. It could be women in your neighborhood or just women you know who've experienced loss any range of losses, because the book really is fitting for someone who's experienced a miscarriage or a stillbirth or an infant who has died. The promises are broad. They're for all of us, you know. And so any kind of group of ladies who want to get together, and on our website I do have under the book tab resources for those group leaders for every single chapter with additional discussion questions and prompts to get discussion going and ideas for how to facilitate each chapter of the book.
It's a great resource. Mm-hmm. I really have enjoyed looking through this book and how you've got it laid out. It just it speaks peace to me, never having suffered loss, but I can feel the peace that comes from the care that's been put into this book. So thank you for putting this book together.
Absolutely.
And blessings to you, your ongoing ministry there with your organization, Mommies with Hope. And again, links up at faithradionet.com. Thanks for the time today, Teske.
Thank you so much.